Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And let's bring in Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County. Happy Friday, Gina.
Happy Friday, finally.
We've got a news hound, Wilbur. Was Wilbur from Charlotte's Web?
Yep.
Wilbur. Oh, yes, yeah. He was.
Wilbur.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love that name.
8 years old. This dog came to us March 6th. And to give you an idea of really, we've talked about the longer stays, the more intense medical treatment some of these animals receive. Came to us March 6th, dragging his back right leg, tapeworms. And the dog was in quite a bit of discomfort, yet he would drag that leg just to try to get near us. One of our staff members out in the farm, Logan Hurley, fell in love with him. The first time she saw him, started crying because he was just so desperate to get near us, even though you could tell it was hard for him to move. She sponsored him through our Sponsor a Pet program, and that is when people donate money toward the longer care that these animals will need, and he needed quite a bit. Finally, after a couple weeks, he seemed to realize we're not going anywhere. He was a little more relaxed. He didn't try to do everything he could to get near us. He was able to lay down. He knew we weren't leaving. And we were able to clear everything up with help from Logan. And now he is up for adoption, a sweet 8-year-old, gentle soul, very food motivated. And we've talked about that before. If an animal is very food motivated, a lot of your training work is done for you because you could do a lot with that food motivation to teach even an older dog new tricks.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, Wilbur looks like he's done a good job of making friends at the SPCA. Think he'll do a good job making friends with anyone who comes to visit?
Absolutely. 100%. He seems very good around new people. And sometimes as the animals are getting older, it's kind of like some people when they get older. You know, you lose your interest in being around new people. But not Wilbur. Wilbur just loves meeting everybody. His back leg is doing so much better. The tapeworm is cleared up. So he's feeling better. But he has always had a desire to be around people, especially people holding food.
He just seems to be... would be so appreciative if you adopted him, right?
My sister always said there's that different bond when her dog was older. She said there's something about those senior animals. And I know he's 8, so he's kind of on the cusp of that, but there's a different bond, a different level of a bond there when you bring a senior animal in. Oh, it's just something a little different there.
Well, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, and now might be a good time to talk more about it. Bird strikes and the, you know, big thunk that you might hear on a window. But now's the time where you kind of see a lot of those, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We promised part two of bird strike. And I have to tell you, since we first talked about it a few weeks ago, our wildlife professionals did some research. We're going to be partnering with other animal groups. But as they did the research, it turns out more than 1 billion birds are lost in the United States to window strike.
Oh,
not a million, a billion birds.
That's a huge number.
Die from window
strike. Just windows?
Just windows.
It's not even the car.
That's right. Winter strike. And you have to look at why the bird is hitting, what bird is hitting. Is it a migratory bird who's an adult but just confused? Is it an adult bird who is seeing a different landscape reflection in the window? Is it a juvenile bird, a fledgling, just learning to fly? There are different reasons that different birds are hitting your windows. We've talked about what to do in the past. Some of it very obvious. Put up deterrents. Put up what is called bird collision deterrent technology, which you and I might call decals or adhesives.
Oh.
There are different UV sprays. Now, we did see something offered on Amazon that you could spray on your window, dries invisible. We've heard mixed reviews on these products, but it dries as spots. And if people look up Amazon bird window strike deterrent technology, you'll see that it dries as spots in between window decals. A lot of times people will put up decals, birds will still hit the windows, and people will say, you know, the decals, the adhesives, they just didn't work. What they're not realizing is you need them within 4 inches apart. So that's a window with an awful lot of decals or adhesives on them.
Oh.
And that becomes distracting. There are some people who have purchased the film that you could purchase at home supply shops, and it almost looks like your window is a leaded window or a patterned glass or just window frames. Sometimes that will help people. People will get the glass markers that you could put on windows. You could, again, kind of... It's visually not as aesthetically pleasing as some of the other options.
Well, for a lot of these, like, we're not talking about every window here.
Right.
If you got a window that the birds are flying into, you probably know about it.
And
you know, you hear boom.
I had it at my house. Right. I'm not having it this year, but I feel like I've had it for several years.
It's probably
years.
Like one particular window.
And it was.
Yeah.
Because of the way the light's hitting it. If you have lighting inside or lighting reflecting on it outside, don't forget, you can have an adult bird who knows very well how to fly, but sees his reflection in the window, and that bird is detecting a predator, and that bird's going to try to attack the other bird who
ultimately
is himself.
Crack a pane.
That's right.
I mean, some of these birds that fly into the windows, and strike, it becomes pretty powerful.
I was amazed at how it was like the same spot. And then I put paper up on the inside.
And did that work for you?
No, not really.
It depends on how the light is hitting it. There are so many different reasons, many different windows.
Well, the paper was a picture of, you know, a beautiful landscape that the bird wanted to go. That's a problem.
A picture of Tim.
Remember when Fabio got hit by the bird? You remember that one?
I sure do.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
You talk about seminal moments in childhood. When I saw that picture of Fabio coming out of the tunnel on that roller coaster... His nose all bloodied, feathers everywhere. Oh my gosh. I'll never forget it.
Like we said, bird strike for different reasons. Different reasons. Who knows why? Who knows
why? Is he still alive? But, not the bird.
But I think Fabio is still alive.
I think so too.
I think so, yeah.
Haven't heard anything from him lately.
I wonder why not.
Yeah, what's going on there?
How many segments will take you from bird strike to Fabio?
Yeah.
Within minutes.
Well, that's a natural.
We did it.
It's a natural segue.
Yeah. A very serious topic, though, and we do have a lot of information to share, and we will be sharing through the spring. Now that we know these numbers are so astronomical nationwide, we really want to try to get to the bottom of the different windows, the different reasons, and the different birds.
Also serious, Wilbur needs a home. So go check him out at URSPCA, at WBEN, and I think... sounds like a really friendly dog that's going to be able to find a new home right away.
A grateful dog. Mm-hmm. I love those. Yeah.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.